You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Yeah, it's just my back giving out. Okay, let's do it! Let me open up this and we get that music playing. I'm already recording BT Dubs. And ready? Oh yeah, can you just do that again? That should be good. Let's do it! And music playing in 3, 2, 1... Everybody, and welcome to Hit the Books, the only weekly realistic fantasy booking podcast in the universe, and it is now time for the go-home episode before WrestleMania this Sunday in this universe. We're not playing some of that bullshit of two-night events. We're not. What are we, the Tokyo Dome? What are we, Wrestle Kingdom?
We're gonna have a seven-hour event, and you can't stop
us. You can't stop me, coronavirus.
You can't have an 8-hour WrestleMania.
You can't stop my alternate reality coronavirus. I'm coming after you.
Our pre-show starts at 9 a.m.
I'm coming after you, COVID. I'm your host with the most, Ryan Knightsey. With me is the man of 1,000 nicknames, Mikey Man Freddy.
What up? I cannot wait for our 9 a.m. pre-show till 3 in the morning WrestleMania.
Oh, man, baby, I'm so excited. We have a stacked and loaded...
all day and all night.
Oh, it's going to be all day, all night, all week. That's right, we're having a 1 week of telethon of WrestleMania.
Week-long WrestleMania, baby.
Yeah, and I can't wait for Monday Night Raw when the crowd is kooky.
They're booing who they normally cheer and cheering who they normally boo.
That means we'll cheer Roman because we usually boo him.
It's all backwards.
It's all backwards, baby. I'm ready for those wild surprises like Shane Thorne to show up or Riddick Moss or
I'm gonna go on record as saying the crowd that first originated the Raw after Mania wild crowds was the Jersey crowd. So
that makes sense. Honestly,
it was after the WrestleMania in Jersey that I went to. Mm-hmm. And I'm so upset because I went to WrestleMania, but I didn't go to the Raw afterwards, and that's when everyone started doing the Fandango thing. And I'm so mad I missed that. Oh, I'm so mad I never got to go to a live show and do that.
Oh, I mean, you can still go to live shows and do that. Just go to AEW next time and go like,
Well, I tried.
Well, no, I'm saying you still tried. It got postponed. You're still going. You still got tickets.
Not till July now.
Yeah, you're going in July. Guess where I'm going? Probably like 2021 when they come back to
Ryan,
Atlanta.
You know when I could have gone to Dynamite? Literally tonight. So.
No, I guess that's true. At the time of this recording, yes, that is true. You'd be seeing Blood and Guts.
I would have been seeing Blood and Guts literally tonight.
You're so upset. But we're not all about being upset. Oh my god, this on this podcast. Jeez, I got real depressed all of a sudden. Thank you everybody for listening to this week's episode of Hit the Books. Like I said, we're a realistic fantasy booking podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Hit the Books Pod and subscribe to this podcast feed. You'll get much more than just show, especially coming out of WrestleMania, because Mikey, this is the last Friday Night SmackDown that we're booking together.
Yeah, it is. This is wild, huh?
Yeah, after WrestleMania, we are splitting up. We are, well, we're still doing a show every week together, but
no,
but one of us will be taking Monday Night Raw, and one of us will be taking SmackDown. We're no longer booking. Oh my god! Now I'm getting real depressed. I'm so sad.
We're no longer booking friends. Now we're booking enemies.
Now we're booking rivals. And I'm gonna beat you down to downtown, Brown Chow.
Now it's Fox versus USA, pal, and we're not friends anymore.
Show me your car, Fox.
Bring it on.
I'm gonna have Hulk Hogan on my show to get those ratings up, baby.
I'm gonna bring in The Rock. I'm gonna win. We're gonna do it. I'm gonna bring in The Rock. I'm gonna bring in all the old school guys. We're bringing Stone Cold.
Guess what? Every month, Stone Cold Monday. Yeah, after this show, Mikey, we are going to be splitting Monday Night Raw and SmackDown. We haven't yet revealed it, but I feel like now that we've sort of said it, we should say it. Who will be taking Monday Night Raw and who taking SmackDown live? Mikey, what show, what brand are you taking?
Well, I will be sticking with the blue brand.
Ooh.
Staying on SmackDown. I'm going to be booking on Fox Network.
Yeah, baby. I'm taking over Monday Night Raw. I'm getting out of here. I'm packing my bags. I'm going to Monday night.
Going to USA, baby.
Going to USA. We're still recording together every week and uploading episodes every Friday, right, Mikey?
What? I thought we were splitting. No, yes, we will still be recording episodes together and hanging out, and still going to be the both of us. So don't worry about that.
Don't worry about that. But I'm going to USA, and I'm taking Stone Cold with me, and I'm gonna have all the beers with him. And
I'm interested. We're gonna get drunk on the podcast.
I'm excited. I can't wait till we just get like bored of our format and just like have an episode where like we're drunk in this one.
We're Stone Cold in this one. We're playing the drinking game.
Stone Cold edition. This is the last time.
That'll be our 1 year. That'll be like our like 5 year anniversary show. That'll be like our episode like 500. We're just gonna fucking absolutely belligerent.
No, episode 420. An episode 420. We'll get drunk. Mark my words. Mark my words. Oh my god. Yes, this is the last time. I
episode
guess
316 is when we get drunk. There we go.
Oh no, that's the one where we get high. anyways, yeah, besides this Sunday's like half of the WrestleMania pay-per-view card, this will be officially the last time I will be taking over SmackDown, unless, you know, for the foreseeable future.
SmackDown's fine, baby.
Never say never, but as I know it, this is the last time I'm booking SmackDown, so I'm excited to go out on a bang, Mikey. And I'm excited to see what we do. I'm excited. This, again, last episode before WrestleMania. WrestleMania season, right? The road to WrestleMania. We are here.
To WrestleMania,
the
baby.
Last mile.
Oh, yeah.
We are almost there. I cannot wait.
We can see the exit sign that says WrestleMania, like a mile away.
And you keep pointing to it. I know where it is, Mikey. Keep pointing to it.
I can't help myself. Whenever I see the WrestleMania sign, I gotta point right at it.
Yes, we are almost there. I cannot wait. Yeah, Mikey, I'm excited. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I think this card is pretty stacked, and I think we have a lot of great stuff on here. And I can't wait for WrestleMania.
Yes, well, let's start off the show. John Cena. Ba-ba-da-bow.
Ba-ba-da-bow.
He is going to be opening
up the trumpets.
I need some more trumpets.
You really can't see him.
I hope his WrestleMania entrance is just trumpets.
It's just that. No lyrics. It's just over and over again.
I mean, basically what it is now, according to the internet. He's opening up SmackDown. And he says that this WrestleMania is going to be one for the ages. He personally doesn't know how many he has left in him, but he can promise one thing, that he will go down fighting and swinging until his very last breath.
Sounds right.
Drew McIntyre walks out and says that John Cena, that this is sad to watch because John Cena is a shell of his former self.
Ouch.
John is still coming out knowing he has been replaced by people like himself. Quote, John, I am smarter and more capable than you have ever been. I've studied you for days and have learned your every move. You will be defeated this Sunday.
Oh, boy.
John then responds saying that, yes, blah, blah, blah. I'll join the mantle just like all the other people you left in the dust. Like Strowman, like Mysterio, like Jeff Hardy, and most of all, Finn Balor. But that doesn't matter. If you tear me down, take the shirt off my back, I will still be Mr. Hustle, Loyalty, and Respect John Cena. I will never back down to you or anybody else. You may be miles ahead of me, Drew, but you'll never be able to take away the heart and passion that I have for professional wrestling. I will always stand right back up. And then the two stare each other down and get ready for the show.
Wow, I love that's a great promo from John Cena. I like how he says most of all Finn Balor.
Yes, we cannot
With names like Rey Mysterio and Jeff Hardy and Braun Strowman. I liked how the most of all is Finn Balor.
Yes, the most important to John Cena's eyes is
I like it
is pro future man Finn Balor.
Oh man, when he comes back.
Oh man, that's a thing that I didn't think about. You, I guess technically you might have him because
he comes back.
Oh man, get excited. Get it pumping, baby.
I don't even care who has him. I just know that either of us are going to book him like a fucking machine when he comes back, and it's going to be sick as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
And we're finally... I think no matter who gets him, if they have Drew McIntyre on the roster, we're finally going to get that.
A Drew McIntyre Balor match?
A Drew McIntyre Demon match. Just, like, bring it on.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait for them to join my roster and make them a tag team.
They hate each other. They gain a mutual respect after they fight one another.
Mm-hmm.
The hunter and the prey together at last.
The hunter and the prey, Wyatt. I feel like I made that joke before. That feels like a joke I've made on the show before.
Probably. Oh, yeah. We're just recycling all of our jokes.
Speaking of recycling, Mikey, what's next? I don't have anything. I'll admit, that was bad.
Rough transition there, buddy. Next up, we have a backstage interview with Kevin Owens. The interviewer asked Kevin Owens how it feels to be in the ladder match at WrestleMania for the Intercontinental Championship. Owens says that in the past, him and a certain luchador have had a history of ladder matches, and that he has a lot of experience climbing that ladder and getting whatever title is hanging above the ring. And even though he hates heights, he's still going to come out on top.
But he also hates heists. Like, he hates going heists to a bank and taking all their money.
He hates when people rob banks. He hates it. Even though he hates heights, he's still going to come out on top. No matter who is in this match, they haven't faced me when I'm at my most dangerous as the prize fighter.
Yeah.
Intercontinental Championship is a pretty big prize if you ask me. And Owens walks away.
Oh, yeah, baby. Screw the United States title. Kevin Owens going for that IC title, baby.
The United States title, do you mean my dinner plate? Intercontinental Championship's where it's at, baby.
It's worth its weight in mold. That's right, it's moldy from all the food I ate off of the U.S. title. I was so close. Mikey took a sip of water right before I made that joke, and I was so close to a spit take. God dang. Okay, moving on down the neighborhood. Moving on down, we got the tag match next. Big old tag match, Mikey. Empresses of the Night, Asuka and Ember Moon, who will be facing this Sunday for the SmackDown Women's Championship, versus the Iconics, who will be in a Fatal 4-Way against Fire and Desire, Boston Hug Connection, and the Sky Pirates this Sunday.
Whoa.
Of course, Sasha Banks is sitting on commentary during this match. But the result is that Ember Moon, pins Peyton Royce after a Bayley distraction. That's right, a Bayley distraction who comes out in the match. We thought it was going to be Sasha Banks, but no, it's Bayley.
Whoa.
While, Swerve. While Moon, Isaiah Scott, While Moon and Asuka are celebrating, Asuka drops Moon's hand and raises the woman's title and points at the WrestleMania sign and leaves.
Whoa.
I know we're team, but guess what? That's over now.
We still have a match coming up.
We have a match this Sunday. You're going down, Ember.
Big moves from Asuka. I cannot wait for that. Honestly, I cannot wait for that match.
Yes, I have been purposefully not revealing any of my plans and secrets for the women's division. Obviously, we'll have a say in the card in the match when it happens, but obviously I'll give you my pitches this Sunday.
This Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Yes, I've kept you in the dark, just like you've kept me in the dark.
All right, next up, we have another segment. We have AJ Styles and the OC having a backstage interview about the Gauntlet match tonight. Styles says that it's ridiculous he even has to fight in this match to find out his opponents for WrestleMania tonight. But no matter what, it will always be phenomenal. The OC are asked about their match next. They say that they need to teach Heavy Machinery one last lesson before going into WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. Simple promo. They're hyping up the Gauntlet match tonight and the match coming up next, which is Mikey.
The match next is a huge 10-person tag team match.
Fucking what?
No, wait.
It's not, hold on. It's 12-person.
12-person. Yeah, I did my math wrong. We have a huge 12-person tag team match. We have Heavy Machinery with the Street Profits and Birch and Lorcan versus the OC, One Nation, and the Pure.
Nice.
Big 12-person tag team match going into to set up for this Lumberjack match. And in the end, the team of the Heavy Machinery, Street Profits, and Birch and Lorcan win this match when we have Otis pinning Dash Wilder.
Okay. See ya, Dash.
Bye. Big send off for Dash.
Yeah, that's peek behind the curtain. We can talk about that, I guess. And I guess by the time this episode comes out, maybe the rest of the world, we have more confirmation or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it would appear that Scott Dawson is out of his contract. At the very least, it comes up in April. Which technically, when this episode comes out, it is April, if I'm not mistaken. Hold on, let me double check that. We're recording this in advance, folks. Come on, get with the times. It's going to be April 3rd is when this episode comes out. So it's possible that Scott's contract is up now.
Yikes.
In real life anyways. But he was supposed to return this episode, but it looks like his contract's up. So we're like,
He did return.
What?
He did return and got into a match and then lost immediately.
Oh, was he in this match?
Wilder?
No, Scott Dawson.
Oh, I thought we were having him return just to be in this match one last time with his buddy Dash Wilder.
Now WWE's like, fuck the Revival. Wait, hold on, that's not WWE property.
Okay, so the Pure combination is Drew Gulak and Wilder then. Okay.
Yeah, and with that also peek behind the curtain, we decided because of all the contract stuff that when it comes to the draft, the Revival just straight up won't be in the draft.
Yeah.
Which is upsetting, of course, but man, the Pure is falling
apart.
It's
upsetting, of course, but also FTR.
Yeah. Yes. Well, yes, but also no. But also yes.
But also no. Anyway, what's after this? Please get me out of this hell that we're in.
I'm just upset about the fact that, like, the Pure is over, my dude. Like...
I'm sure Jerry Gooks and Daniel Bryan can find some more people.
Maybe. I mean, we'll see what the draft has in store for them.
Yeah.
Whether or not they both make it out onto the same
brand. Listen. Even if it is the end of the Pure, I think they had a good run. I thought it was a good idea, and we booked them well, and they had an awesome run.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I'm trying to look it up into our archives. Yes, the formation of the Pure looks to be, what was this? August 13th, 2019. It was the formation of the Pure, which was originally Daniel Bryan and the Revival.
Mm-hmm. And then Drury Gooks got added in a little later.
And then Drury Gooks, when he joined the brand, that superstar shakeup, he joined the Pure. And I liked it. And I liked the Pure. And now, in April 2020, they lasted a couple months. Solid faction, but they are, as quickly as they came in, they are rapidly disappearing.
Again, I do think they had a good run.
Me too. I like their run. I like their run in our division. I like what we did with them. Mm-hmm. Next up is Shayna Baszler. She's coming out and congratulating Ruby Riott for making it through her obstacles. 2 weeks ago it was Ruby Riott versus Duke and Shafir in a handicap match, and then a tables match, Nikki Cross, Ruby Riott last week, which Ruby Riott also won.
Mm-hmm.
Shayna says that you outwitted Duke and Shafir and outlasted a deranged Nikki Cross, but this Sunday is your next major obstacle. Can you outplay the cage fighter? Do you have what it takes to step in the ring with me one more time? Will your mind be able to even comprehend losing to me one more time? Just like Thanos, I am the inevitable. And don't think I don't have any skin in this game. You took my championship from me, and for that, you will pay. I will break your arms and put you to sleep. I will humiliate you for a fourth time in front of your friends, your family, and that's WWE Universe. I will leave you in a pile of skin and bones, and when I suddenly, Ruby Riott appears on the Titantron on the screen.
Social distancing.
Riott says that she is in a great position heading into WrestleMania, admittedly. She is determined, and Baszler thinks she is confident. The last time Baszler felt this safe and confident, Ruby Riott found a way to sneak inside the Elimination Chamber, hit her up several times with a chair, and forced her to lose her women's title. I've walked through every obstacle there is, Shayna, to come back and destroy you. You are the demon on my back that I'll finally get rid of. You can think you are safe in your castle, but there is a riot coming to tear you down.
Damn.
And I wrote in parentheses, crowd pop.
I'm sure there's like a, ooh.
Oh, and Shayna, I know you're comfortable now, but know that this is one riot that is not a one-woman experience. Then, Nikki Cross attacks Shayna Baszler from behind.
Whoa.
Until, of course, Shayna eventually gets the upper hand, gets her into a sleeper hold. But before she can lie back onto it, Riott comes out with a chair and attacks Shayna Baszler with it again. Cross goes up to the top rope and hits that diving headbutt, rolls out of the ring. Ruby Riott stands tall over Shayna Baszler.
Dang.
Yes. It's all happening, folks. Ah,
big segment.
Big
also,
segment.
I like how Nikki Cross is like on Riott's side even after the tables match last week.
Well, she didn't. I like to imagine
Ruby,
that
Ruby was like, "Listen, sorry I put you through a table, but
I like to imagine
I need your
that,
help."
I like to imagine that Nikki Cross is really on Ruby's side. Mm-hmm. I mean, Nikki Cross only did it because she was like, "I mean, it's money, $100,000. I could really use that."
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, a couple weeks before that, Shayna Baszler attacked Nikki Cross, and Ruby came to Nikki Cross's aid. So here we go. We're back around. Nikki Cross is coming to Shayna's, or coming to Ruby's aid and helping break down Shayna Baszler.
They're gonna bake down some fucking cakes.
Yeah, the cupcakes, baby. I'm gonna pull that brownie tray out of the oven and slice it up. Oh, there goes my finger. Guess what? Gotta go to the hospital. Oh, there's too many people here. Guess I gotta go back home and stitch it up myself. Do I anyone have a needle and some thread? Oh, let me. Hey, Killian, can you put my finger here as I quickly sew myself up? Thank you, Killian Dane, my husband. I'm Nikki Cross in this scenario. I'm sewing my finger back on. Ooh, my finger's back on. Time to pull the pie out of the oven. Oh, my finger's gone. Anyways. I feel like I have an unreasonable amount of
energy.
It's like energy, but like energy of a like you can't tell if I'm too tired or I had too much sugar. You know what I mean?
I think it might be is it a combination of both?
Maybe. It might also be that we're in like what, day 14 of quarantining or something.
Yeah.
Maybe it actually might have been like day 13 or something. I don't. And the days are all mixed together. These are the days of our lives.
honestly, I kind of forget what day it is sometimes.
Yeah. I just know that it was 2 weeks ago when the NBA got shut down and everyone started losing their minds. So I've basically been following that,
all
that day.
Sports got shut down. Hockey got postponed.
Yeah.
One sport I actually give a shit about.
Yeah, I'm just sort of like, okay, well, 2 weeks then. 2 weeks of this nonsense. Not nonsense. It's important. Very important.
Stay in your homes.
Stay in your homes, please. Please don't go back to work. Don't go back to work on Easter. Ignore people.
Well, I don't really have a choice, but hey.
I guess it's true. Yeah. How are you, can we do it? Let's do a little Mikey checkup. I'm a nurse and I'm doing the Mikey checkup. Mikey, how are you doing? You obviously work in a grocery store. This is canon. You work
essential?
In a grocery store.
This is canon. What do you mean this is canon? It's like and it's an ongoing storyline. You've been work this whole time.
Yeah. Well, you've been deemed an essential employee. Obviously, at the time of this recording, who knows what's going to be in a couple more weeks. I assume you'll still be essential in a couple more weeks. But how is it holding? How are you holding up?
Pretty good. Better recently because it's been less chaotic. Like a couple weeks ago and last week, it was like absolutely buck wild. And
oh yeah,
it really stressed me out. But these past few days, everyone, it feels like more people have been sticking to the quarantine part because there's been like way more dead.
Mm-hmm.
And now at work, instead of being like stressed out and overwhelmed, I just feel more bored because there's nobody there and nothing to do. So I'd rather be bored and come home early and stay at the grocery store less,
which is good,
than be in contact with a billion people, super stressed out and staying super late.
Yeah. I was thinking that because I imagine that first week or so when everyone's like, go to the grocery store. And
oh,
then,
it was a madhouse.
Now everyone has their groceries for the most part. Has the grocery store you work at done things about like they're only allowed to have like one thing of milk or one thing of toilet paper or something? Like,
yes, there is some items that are, you're only allowed to have a limited amount of, like here and there,
hand
like
hand sanitizer or whatever.
We don't even have hand sanitizer to give. Our warehouse is short, so we haven't even gotten any in like weeks. Same thing with toilet paper. We have like none of like the stuff that people have been going crazy over. We have none of it.
Oh my god.
People have been asking me for gloves, masks, and it's like
I don't have them.
We're all out, man.
We've been like, donating. We've been giving them to the hospital because that's who need them.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just wild. But yeah, now that things have slowed down, it's much better.
It sounds like for you, at the very least, weird to say, but gone back to normal.
I mean, not normal because it's just everything's still weird. For example, yesterday we had a guy come in and yell at us because our bakery was still selling stuff, and he was like pissed off.
Pissed off at the bakery? Like, what do you mean?
He was like, I don't understand how your bakery's still open. How are you gonna have all those pastries just there? And they're all probably infected. You guys are crazy for still selling. He complained to three different managers the same thing, and then left and called the health department and complained.
Whoa.
Yeah, he fucking went all out. He showed up, complained, and left.
I can't believe he called the health department. That's
he didn't
insane.
Even buy anything. He didn't even go shopping. He came in, complained to us, and then left the store.
That's crazy. What? He doesn't even know if the people in the bakery are sick or anything. And I guess I see, to play devil's advocate, I see the argument that like I guess the people in the bakery aren't really essential workers. Like I see, but that wasn't even his argument. That's like him just being like everyone's infected and they're making bread.
Well, the thing about the store is that the people in the bakery don't just work the, like everybody in the store kind of knows how to do everything.
Oh, I see.
So, like even if you're in the bakery, you still know how to do other stuff in the store, so like you could still work and stuff. Like that's how it works at the store I work at.
Oh, does that mean that every once in a while you get to make bread?
That's one thing I've always avoided is going in the bakery, and no one's ever taught me how to do bakery properly. I've been in the bakery once, and that was for training, and never again.
I'm really, you're a huge chef boy, and you haven't gone into the bakery?
No, okay, I've done nothing to earn the title of chef. I am a cook. I cook stuff. I am a home cook. I cook on my own terms.
But Mikey,
I don't work in a kitchen or anything.
But Mikey, what about the Shinsuke Nacho Moras?
Those were good. I made Shinsuke Nakamura's. I made Bebe back ribs. I forgot the side of Adam Coleslaw.
You really need to have the Adam Coleslaw.
Dropped the ball on that one.
Honestly, yeah. If you're making baby back ribs, baby back ribs, you really got to have that.
Also,
coleslaw.
I just hate coleslaw. So, like,
well, you got to find good coleslaw. I mean, that's the problem.
There, good coleslaw doesn't exist.
Wow. Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
I fucking hate coleslaw.
You're gonna have coleslaw. You don't get it. Don't let it be wet. Don't let it be wet, dripping of mayo and watered down and crap. That's shitty coleslaw. You got to find the good, not dry, but like kind of dry in terms of the wetness, coleslaw. That's the good stuff.
I can't. I've done, I guess if, listen, if you show me, if you
come down to Georgia, eat a peach. And...
Listen, we were going to hang out.
Yeah. No, but coming down to Georgia, there's a place that has kind of good slaw. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of slaw either, but there's this place that I would definitely want to take you if you ever come down to Georgia, Mikey, and that's like this barbecue.
Is it the one place with the ribs, the rib story that you told me?
Yeah, it was the rib place. Did I tell that story in this podcast? Probably.
You have. Okay. You definitely have.
Oh, man.
I don't think it was on the show. I think it was on one of our reviews or something. I remember it was on like a special episode.
Maybe. God, those ribs.
Anyway, we have a card to book.
But before we get to the next matchup here, Mikey, I got a little PSA for all of you at home. We said we're not going to talk about it at the beginning much, but you know we still need to talk about it. And right here, I got a PSA right in front of me. Where's that paper? Right there it is. I want to go read it out for you. It's about COVID-19, better known as coronavirus. This virus has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease may include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms, they can show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. That's right. If you've been in contact with another person, these symptoms might not show up 2 to 2 weeks after you've come in contact, after you come in exposure. So if you are experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or are in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and or consult a physician as soon as possible. Please clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces to limit the spread of this virus. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thanks so much, and let's get back to the matches. That barbecue is so good. I can't... Oh, fuck the barbecue. There's also a barbecue place opening down the road from me, and it's been in construction for like over a year, and I cannot wait for them to be done.
Well, it's probably delayed even more now.
No, I've seen some people still go in. I mean, it's less than 10 people. It's like a small sort of restaurant. It's not really like, it's kind of small, but there's definitely been less than 10 people in there. But yeah, I understand. Next up.
I was like, so what do we got next, Ryan?
Intercontinental ladder match participant gauntlet match. Mikey, this is a gauntlet match that we have been teasing where it's going to reveal the participants of the ladder match.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a smart fan, then you probably could make a solid guess about who's in this gauntlet match. Mm-hmm. Besides, of course, the IC champion AJ Styles and the person that got added into it last week, Kevin Owens. But we'll start off, Mikey. We can go one by one. Who is our two people starting off this gauntlet match?
Oof. Who do we want to kick it off? It's a big choice. Let's see. I'm thinking we do Sheamus and Miz to start
us
off.
Nice, solid choice. I'm so glad you did a bit where it was, even though it was written down, you were running off the dome.
Shh, why did you tell them? They didn't have to know that.
I love it. So that means officially it's going to be Sheamus and Miz are in it. I like that we're starting off this gauntlet match of Sheamus and Miz. They've been the two that like were circling the drain of the IC title. Maybe that's a bad image. But, you know, circling the IC title, neither of them could get it. Mm-hmm. And now they're going one-on-one. It's sort of in a good spot. Who wins this match?
The Miz comes out on top in this match, actually. The Miz beats Sheamus and moves on to the next round of the gauntlet?
Yes. I guess rounds would be the word. Moves on to the next round. So it's Miz against. Who's coming out after Miz?
None other than his tag team partner.
Whoa.
John Morrison.
Braun Strowman. John Morrison.
Oh man, that could have been something.
Yeah, there was something there. Just Braun. We realized during that rivalry, like, oh, Braun Strowman sucks. I was got a second spit take, folks.
Damn it! Stop it.
Yes, John Morrison comes out next.
Yeah, John Morrison comes out next. And during the match, he ends up giving Miz a low blow.
What?
Turning heel on his tag team partner.
What?
What the heck, John Morrison? What are you
wins
doing?
Wins the match. Referee distracted John Morrison as enough of Miz.
Oh,
in his
no.
IC title shenanigans. You fool. I'm turning heel on your ass.
John Morrison, why? Why have you done this?
Why have you done this, Johnny boy?
Miz is your best friend.
Oh, Johnny boy. Mrs. Pipes. Those pipes.
Anyway, that low blow and the heel turn ends up with Morrison pinning the Miz and getting the victory over Miz and moving on to the next round against none other than the Intercontinental Champion himself, AJ Styles.
Yes, it's then AJ Styles, John Morrison, which honestly, that's a match I kind of want to see, like just one-on-one. Like, I didn't even think about it, but like realistically speaking, I was like, that could be a great match. I don't know if they ever faced each other before.
Mm-hmm.
I could take a peek online, but
John Morrison / Impact / Mundo / Blank versus AJ Styles.
I'm going to type in John Morrison and hopefully that gets me the results I'm looking for, because like, you're right. It could be like Johnny Impact and all this stuff. Like,
were they in TNA together? Yeah, right. Or no? Or were they? Did they miss each other?
I think they missed each other. Yeah, I think they might have missed each other the entire time.
I genuinely don't know. So.
Yeah, I don't think they would have seen each other.
I never really watched Impact, honestly.
Oh, okay, hold on. I think I have it. They've wrestled each other once.
One time?
Yes.
Dang.
Five-star wrestling title match. And for the vacant title, John Morrison against AJ Styles.
Wild.
Obviously, but also, to be fair, it also says John Morrison. This doesn't say Johnny Impact.
Johnny Mundo.
This doesn't say Johnny Mundo.
Johnny Nitro.
It doesn't say any of this other stuff, so who the hell knows? But at the very least, they've wrestled each other once before.
Cool.
But who gets the win in this matchup here, Mikey?
John Morrison actually ends up pulling out a victory over the Intercontinental Champion.
Pins the IC title. Oh, so we take he turns heel and then all of a sudden pins the champ. We gotta take this man seriously.
Ooh, we might have to.
Looks like the Miz, and looks like John Morrison was right. Maybe the Miz was holding him back.
Dang.
I don't know if he ever said it. I don't know if we ever had him say that outright, but oh my God, was the Miz holding John Morrison back?
Wild.
Jesus Christ. Okay, Morrison wins, beats the IC champ. Who comes out next?
Moves on to the next round, where none other than Sami Zayn comes out to face John Morrison. And at this point, after two matches, Morrison's got to be a little tired, right?
Oh, yeah. So tired that he does end up losing to Samantha Zayn.
Samantha Zayn.
Yes, Samuel Zayn.
Daniel.
Yeah, Sami Zayn wins, gets the win victory over John Morrison, so good on Sami Zayn.
Mm-hmm.
And then that leaves us with the final round, round six. Mikey, who is it?
I know you've been wanting this.
Who is the final round, Mikey?
None other than Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens. A feud, a tale as old as time.
Yes, baby. Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, one-on-one in the middle of the ring.
One of my favorite feuds of all time.
We've done it. A plan that was supposed to happen at WrestleMania but sort of fell apart is now happening now.
You got Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens. And I'm assuming Sami Zayn is fairly fresh because John Morrison was pretty beaten down, so I'm sure he beat him pretty quick.
Yeah, I like to imagine that too. But that does mean, Mikey, is that we have to decide on a winner. Who wins this gauntlet match? Is it Sami Zayn? Is it Kevin Owens? Straight up, one-on-one. This is, for the most part, the climax of their rivalry. Assuming, I don't know what happens after this draft.
Who comes out on top? This is, like, the hardest choice I've ever had to make. Because yes. I love these two. It's like, in my brain, it's like I have the crowd chanting, like, both these guys, both these guys, both mm-hmm. these guys. I think I got to go with my boy Kevin Owens, though. I think Kevin Owens has come out on top here.
Kevin Owens gets the win here. I want to say yeah.
These are all the participants in the ladder match, right? So like they're gonna come face to face again.
Yeah, they're gonna come face. So maybe should it be Sami Zayn if they're gonna come face to face immediately again?
Okay, so here's my issue with that. I think if Sami Zayn wins here, I think one of two things has to happen at WrestleMania. One, Kevin Owens has to win the IC title, or two, Kevin Owens has to absolutely fucking destroy Sami Zayn in some buck wild spot off of a ladder.
Mm-hmm. True. These are all true. Which will probably happen.
Which will probably happen anyway, because...
yeah.
It's these two guys.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think Kevin Owens should probably win this gauntlet match.
All right, let's do it.
Kevin Owens wins. He wins the gauntlet.
Kevin Owens wins the gauntlet match. All right.
And those are everyone. Those are all of our participants in the 6-man IC ladder match this Sunday, baby.
Oh yeah.
Honestly, a huge card. Like that is a stacked match.
Oh yeah, it is.
Oh my god, it's filled to the brim with fucking beauty.
Action, baby. Action all throughout.
Action, Jackson. Speaking of action throughout, there was a little segment during the Gronklet match.
Fuck off.
And it was Gronk and Mojo hyping up their tag match and Gronk's debut this Sunday in a backstage interview. I don't want to write this promo because I don't care enough to write this promo.
That's fair.
I'm sorry, Gronk. Oh, man.
Gronk just sounds so fucking stupid. It's such a stupid nickname.
Remember when he danced out like on SmackDown? He just like, hey, Gronk's here. And he danced out like a fool. Good times. Good times. I know you know exactly what I'm talking about, weekly SmackDown viewer.
Yeah, 100% viewer all the way through and through. View SmackDown every single week. Yeah. Tuning in all the time for WWE Friday Night SmackDown.
That's hilarious. Mikey,
anyway,
what's next? Hit me with that main event segment.
We have our main event segment. We have a contract signing between Daniel Bryan with The Pure, of course, backing him up, and Goldberg, hosted by Vince McMahon. Vince welcomes all parties to the ring. He gives everybody a good handshake. Bryan cuts a promo on Goldberg. Goldberg, I'm sure, has a response. He takes off his sunglasses and stares right into Brian's soul, saying that he's a disrespectful piece of shit, and I will stomp you out at WrestleMania. You can bring whoever you want. I don't care. You're dead. And all of a sudden,
hold on. He said, instead of you're next, he says you're dead. You're dead.
Then, Jesus. All of a sudden, we hear that faithful WWE theme song we all know and love.
I thought it was gonna be John Cena.
Roman Reigns walks down the ramp and he says that he deserves to be in this match. Vince questions that. Vince says, "Oh,
Vince
Roman,
Kennedy,
all you've done was destroy my personal gym and spend all my money. What makes you think you deserve this match?" Roman says, "I know that you know I deserve it, Vince. All the WWE universe knows it, and you especially, the champion, Daniel Bryan, know I deserve this match. I beat 5 other people in the Elimination Chamber match. I earned my spot. This ain't over until I say it's over, Daniel. I want in on this WWE Championship match."
Oh, man.
Then Goldberg makes a move and goes to spear Roman Reigns. But
oh, no.
Roman had it scouted. He moves out of the way, and Goldberg ends up spearing Daniel Bryan instead.
Oh my god.
Then Roman cocks his fist because that adds the multiplier of damage for the finisher, and Superman punches Goldberg in the face.
He rolls a 20.
I lost my place.
Sorry, I distracted you with my rolls a 20 bit.
No, that's okay. Superman punches Goldberg, sets up the table in the corner, and spears Goldberg through it. Then Roman's, I'm assuming he like grabs Vince by the tie and pulls him in, and he tells him he wants to be added to this contract and he's gonna sign the contract. Roman signs it, and Vince says, "Fine, Roman, you're in at WrestleMania. But if you lose this Sunday, You're fired.
Oh, man. A classic "you're fired" to end out this episode of SmackDown. The stakes have never been higher this Sunday for the WWE Championship. It will be the champion.
Definitely needed some water after that.
I figured as much. The champion, Daniel Bryan, defending his title against Goldberg and Roman Reigns. If Roman loses, Mikey, I'll do it for you. You're fired.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh my God! What an episode!
What a wild episode of SmackDown!
What a wet and wild episode of SmackDown Live!
Oh boy!
Yeah, that is our go home. That is our go home for WrestleMania. Stacked, loaded card. I am so excited for this Sunday, Mikey, for our pay per view special.
I'm stoked.
Yeah, call me Stokely Hathaway because I'm there for it. I was gonna say stoked, and I did a joke, you know, switch. Anyways, this Sunday is our WrestleMania pay-per-view special, so if you are hyped as much as we are, please go subscribe to this podcast feed right now on, like, iTunes,
right,
Stitcher, whatever it is, so that you can listen to that podcast when it drops this Sunday. Mikey, let us go down this card for each and one of these people. First off, of course, we got Gronk and Mojo versus Rowan and Eric Young in a tag match. We got John Cena versus Drew McIntyre. We've got the Iconics versus Fire and Desire versus the Boston Hug Connection versus the Sky Pirates for the Women's Tag Team Championship. We have Shayna Baszler versus Ruby Riott in a Tampa Bay street fight.
Woof.
Mikey, what else do we have?
We got the OC and Heavy Machinery for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships, of course. We have Asuka versus Ember Moon for the SmackDown Women's Championship. We have AJ Styles versus The Miz versus John Morrison versus Sheamus versus Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens for the Intercontinental Championship in a ladder match. We got, of course, Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns versus Goldberg for the WWE Championship. And if Roman loses, he's fired.
Yes, I am hyped. That is, of course, the SmackDown special card for WrestleMania this Sunday. There'll be plenty of other matches that will have plenty of draft ramifications after WrestleMania. But we are excited. We are excited for this huge pay-per-view. We hope you are all as excited as we are.
The grandest stage of them all, the showcase of the immortals.
Yes, baby. I cannot wait for this Sunday's WrestleMania card. Mikey, this is our second WrestleMania together booking. I cannot believe we're here.
A full season of
WrestleMania.
WrestleMania to WrestleMania. We got there.
Wow.
This is our second WrestleMania we're booking. We've gone through two of them, and I hope to do much more in the future, especially now that we're going to be in control of every fucking match on the card.
Oh my God, it's going to be insane. We're going to have our cards be stacked as hell in the future.
Oh my God, our WrestleMania cards, so now we won't have to like randomize any results. We're going to next WrestleMania, we're going to have our hands in every match, baby.
Every pie, all of my
grubby
fingers.
Our grubby little paws are going to be in every freaking match.
My little mitts in the boop, 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 boop. Oh my God, I'm excited.
Grubby little booking paws.
I'm excited. If you're excited, please, again, follow us on Twitter at HitTheBooksPod and subscribe to the podcast feed of your choice. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. 5 stars or more, we would greatly appreciate it, of course, because that helps more people find the show. And that helps us, and we'll shout you out. You know, we'll shout you out when we get the chance.
Heck yeah.
Speaking of shouting you out, actually, I want to pull up a review that is sort of apropos to... I guess our current standing, I guess, would be the word in the world.
What, now that we're going to be enemies?
Yes, now that we're enemies and we hate each other. I just want to pull up this review. So shouts out to, of course, the reviewer that left a 5-star review, JDex0803. For anyone who misses GMO to the WWE video games, this is the show for you. The only thing missing is the competition with someone to book Raw. Amazing show. Keep it up. Well, guess what, JDex0803? Your dreams have been answered. Raw and SmackDown.
We're doing it, baby.
In a couple weeks, but not before WrestleMania this Sunday. I am ready for it. Mikey is ready for it. Oh my God, Mikey, any final thoughts before WrestleMania?
I'm very excited. I cannot wait for WrestleMania. It's always so big. It's always so grand. And I actually can't, I'm actually still excited for WrestleMania in real life because it will be a nice distraction from everything going on. And I'm interested to see what this pre-taped WrestleMania looks like. Cause I believe they started filming today or yesterday.
Something
I heard
like
they started filming some matches. So I'm very excited to see what comes up out of it.
Yeah, I me too. I cannot wait for the real life WrestleMania, for a fantasy world WrestleMania. I just can't wait in general. There's a lot of stuff to look forward to, and I am looking forward to it. So on that note, Mikey, again, follow us on Twitter at HitTheBooksPod. We would love to see you and chat with us there. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, until this Sunday, where we'll see you next,
Ryan,
we
forgot the randomizer.
Oh, my God.
We almost forgot about our favorite part of the show. Before you sign off.
Oh, my God. I was about to literally do the ending bit. Oh, my God. The randomizer is going to kill me. We're going to lose all of our people.
We cannot forget the randomizer, Ryan.
Someone's going to get injured.
I do believe it's my turn.
Oh, no. I ruined
us. On one of the most important randomizer roles we've had so far.
And I've ruined
us. Go-home WrestleMania show.
I forgot about the randomizer. Oh,
no, it's okay. I didn't. We might be fine.
Oh, no. The randomizer gods are going to hate me. I just ruined the entire show. Roman Reigns is injured for 7 hours.
I'm going to be honest with you. Before WrestleMania, this is a pretty wild one. If nobody's injured, good news.
Okay.
Nobody's hurt. We're safe. Okay. Our card is safe.
Okay.
But the randomizer is apparently sick of somebody's gimmick. Because yet again,
we need a gimmick change. Before WrestleMania?
I'm going to be honest with you. Before it was working, it was like doing the thing before it actually loads. And what it was on was Vince scraps the show, so I think we got off okay.
Got off scot-free.
I think we got off okay with a gimmick change.
Oh my God.
Rather than we have to rebook the entire card.
Gimmick change.
So yeah, we got a gimmick change, Ryan. Someone's gimmick has to flip flop.
I had no fucking clue on this.
Would it be cheating if we saved it for Mania? Because I have somewhat of an idea.
For that? Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I have an idea for a gimmick change for WrestleMania.
Okay.
But I need a pre-show match if we can get one. But I don't think we can.
We need a SmackDown pre-show match?
Yes.
You can take a pre-show match. We'll swap it with one of Raw's pre-show matches.
Fantastic.
For some reason, they have two. I don't know why I gave them two.
Fantastic. I have an idea.
Do you want to move one of them into one of our it's one of our selected eight matches into the pre-show spot?
No, it's a new match.
We can't have a new match.
That's why I said I need a pre-show match.
I thought you were switching.
And you said, we got one.
Yeah, we already have eight matches on the card. Raw has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We can't take another match.
Oh, fine. Never mind. We have to do it now then. Fuck it. We're doing it live.
We can't do that again. We can't do that.
Okay. So my gimmick change idea was, I think you'll like this. Mustafa Ali turns back face.
Oh.
Takes out One Nation, turns his back on One Nation.
Okay. Okay. I like that.
And becomes the light of WWE yet again. Comes back, is good old face Mustafa. I think that's the idea.
We can just do that in this episode. Just something.
We can do that during this big 12-man match. Like, or it could be afterwards, like, in the lot, like they could be mad that they lost again. And
mm-hmm.
Or do we have? Okay, so here's the thought: do we have Mustafa turn on them, or do we have them turn on Mustafa?
I have no idea.
I think what would be better is if we have the other two of One Nation, Cruz and Tozawa, turn on
Yes, and Mustafa Ali becomes a face from it.
Yes.
Okay.
Turn on Mustafa because he said he was going to lead them to victory, lead them to winning ways, and they lost
again. I don't think they've won a match.
Exactly. Like they've been losing, and Mustafa can't get it done. So I think they turn on Mustafa, and Mustafa becomes a face again. And
yeah, something goes
to fight the One Nation with something. I'm assuming a tag team partner of some sort.
Something happens during this match where like they get miscommunication and they start beating up each other, and then Cruz and Akira attack Mustafa.
Yep.
Okay, I like that. I'm 100% okay with that. It's not really a gimmick change. It's more of like a face turn, but I guess the gimmick of like being like a heel sort of culty kind of leader into just being a normal dude again. Gimmick reverse.
Gimmick reverse, yeah. Gimmick change
gimmick,
back.
Gimmick delete.
No, Ryan, like, we can't. No. The lead is in all AEW now, Ryan.
Well, that's fair. I was thinking more of like that keyboard meme where it's the like gimmick upgrade. Delete.
Yeah, upgrade. Fuck, go back.
Shit. Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. And then what that does is that One Nation is still a tag team that exists, and Mustafa Ali is free from it. So we have separated Mustafa Ali from One Nation, which means he is draftable.
Mm-hmm.
He's draftable once again. Well, he was originally always draftable, but you know what I mean.
Yep.
I like it. I like that. And yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm 100% okay with that.
Cool.
Yeah, that would have been worked better if we were doing the Battle Royals.
Mm-hmm.
But since we're not.
I think we could continue if we feel like it and we end up and the cards play right. I think we can continue that feud between them two. Or them three, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. I would definitely agree with that, Mikey. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Well, then, we have done it.
Yeah, we've officially done it now.
We have officially done it, folks. Oh my god, I cannot believe I was so close to ending the episode. And then the randomizer was like, you know what, that's fine, Mikey remembered me, unlike some people. That's why me and Mikey, this is me as the randomizer. That's why the randomizer and Mikey and I, you know, we're staying on SmackDown. We're going to destroy your Raw brand. And I'm like, no, I'm Ryan Knightsey. And I'm saying, no, you're not going to do that. I'm going to take I'm going to birth a new randomizer, baby. That's going to crush your ass. Stop Ooh. You. Stop a mud hole in your butt.
Stop a mud hole in your butt. Dang, that hurts.
These are like extended lines to famous wrestling catchphrases. I'm going to stomp a mud hole in your ass.
Damn,
Stone Cold. That seems weird. Just cut off the ass part. Just stop being obsessed.
I'm gonna
asses.
Stop a mud hole in your.
I'm gonna stop a mud hole in your butt, Stone Cold. If you smell what The Rock is cooking, it happens
it's spaghetti.
To be beet. Oh dang! You said I was gonna say beets. Oh man, thank you everybody for listening to this week's episode. Like I said before, subscribe, leave reviews, follow us on Twitter, hit the book spot. We would greatly appreciate it.
And don't forget to tune in tomorrow to Mikey's Indy 500, where I'll be reviewing another 10 matches in my race through the independent scene.
I should also say, yeah, we have Mikey's Indy 500, which will be this Saturday. Sunday is our WrestleMania pay-per-view special, and then I don't know exactly when, but at some point, maybe like a Tuesday, Wednesday type, we will have maybe Tuesday, I don't know exactly, we will have our WrestleMania 36 review.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to get ready for that one. We don't know exactly when it's going to air because it sort of depends when we can record.
Yeah.
But we know that's coming. And then, of course, next week, because this is all happening in 1 week's time, next week will be, hold on, am I mistaken? Was I mistaken? No, yeah, I am correct. Next week will officially be the draft. We'll be switching to Raw and SmackDown, and yes. We'll sort of go into all that stuff next week. So yeah, until next week, this is a full action-packed week, folks, so get ready for that. Until that time, until tomorrow, until Sunday, until Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday maybe, until next Friday, we will see you all then. We've got two words for you.
Book it!
Thank you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.